Hello, and welcome to the 2015 Open Enrollment Child Health Employee Meeting. You have many materials in front of you. What we're going to cover in this meeting is what we call our trifold brochure, and I'm going to give you a minute to locate that. That's the smallest piece of material you have, and it says Employee Benefits Plan, effective April 1st, 2015. Now that you have the trifold brochure, we're going to open this up and we're first going to talk about your medical coverage, which is remaining with Kaiser. Your benefit plan is not changing. Most clients are changing their benefits with much higher deductibles and much higher co-payments, but your plan this year is not changing with Kaiser. We're going to walk through the benefits as a reminder or for those of you that are new hires. With Kaiser, you have a $20 copayment for office visits that is not subject to the deductible. You have 100% coverage for preventative care services. Preventative care services would be your annual physical, your annual well woman, well man, or your well child visits, which includes immunization. That's covered 100% without the $20 co-payment. If you're going to have a major services such as an outpatient surgery or an inpatient hospitalization, you have a $1,500 calendar year deductible. That is a maximum of two per family or $3,000. After the deductible, the insurance company Kaiser is going to pay 80% and you're paying 20%. Out-of-pocket maximum means that's where you stop paying that co-insurance. Your out-of-pocket maximum is $4,000 for an individual, and that includes the deductible. So if you have a very large claim, you're not going to be paying 20% of a $50,000 claim. It cuts off once you pay out $4,000 for an individual. Then the insurance company pays 100% for the remaining calendar year. Urgent care is a $20 co-payment. As I mentioned, inpatient, outpatient hospital, 80% coverage. And emergency room is also subject to the deductible at 80%. Prescription drugs are, there's a vast difference in price between generic and brand name. So if you at all can, ask your doctor to prescribe you the generic equivalent. It is saving you on the co-payment. You will also see for a larger supply, if you use mail order, you will save a bit on your copayment. The new payroll deductions are listed below that. There was a slight change in payroll deductions, approximately 5%. And that, again, will be effective April 1st. You have a packet in your materials for Kaiser that you can look at later that provides a much more detailed plan description. Now we're going to discuss your MetLife dental plan. We are not changing carriers. You had MetLife previously, and you will continue with MetLife. What's highlighted in red is a change for this year in the high plan. Your previous calendar year maximum benefit was $1,000. That is increasing effective April 1st to $1,250. I'd like to walk through with you the differences between the high plan and the low plan so that if you want to make a change during this open enrollment time, you're well informed. The high plan covers 100% your preventative services. So for your routine cleaning twice a year and your bite wing x-rays once a year, that's covered 100% with no deductible. For your basic services, which is called Class 2, it's going to be covered at 80%. A couple of examples of basic services would be extraction or filling. In this case, on the high plan, under basic services, it also includes endodontics and periodontics. Endodontics is root canal, and periodontics is treatment of the gums. and that's considered a basic services in this high plan. For major services such as crowns and bridge work, it's covered at 50%. I want to point out for basic and major services, you have a $50 calendar year deductible per person, maximum of 3 per family. You also have orthodontia coverage for children only, and that's for children up to the age of 19. That pays a $1,000 lifetime benefit, not calendar year, but a lifetime benefit. We're going to talk about the low plan now. The low plan is not changing from the existing benefits at all, but I will still go through it with you. Because I want to point out, in-network and out-of-network on the low plan has very different coverages. For preventative services, though, on both in-network and out-of-network, you have still 100% coverage. But on the out-of-network, 100% is after the deductible of $50. I want to point that out to you. Under basic services, you're covered in-network at 80%, 50% out-of-network. On this low plan, the endodontics and the periodontics, again, your root canals and your gum treatment, is in major services, not in basic services. So that's going to be 50% coverage in-network and 25% out-of-network. This plan also includes a $1,000 lifetime benefit for children-only orthodontia. For more details on this benefit, you also have a MetLife packet that you can review. Please note the new payroll deductions that are listed under the MetLife column. These have changed from last year, about 5% increase on that also. Next, we have your flexible spending account, also called an FSA. This year, Child Health is moving to ADP for your FSA. These accounts are 100% funded by you through payroll deductions. When estimating your out-of-pocket expense, please keep in mind unused money will be forfeited at the end of the year, although you can carry over $500. So it's very important that you be aware of that. So if it's coming to the end of the year and you have a large amount of money left in your FSA, that you use that for eligible expenses. The limit for contributions in healthcare on the FSA for 2015 is $2,550. You also have a dependent care account in your FSA. And you can contribute $5,000 if you're single or if you're you and your spouse file a joint tax return. The maximum is $2,500 if you and your spouse file separate tax returns. Next, you will see on the brochure below the FSA information is your employee assistance program. This is through Mutual of Omaha, and all employees have this. And this is covered for your dependents as well as your immediate family members, even if you're not insuring them. The Employee Assistance Program is a 24-hour toll-free phone access 7 days a week for personal items such as stress, depression, financial issues, relationships, drug alcohol abuse, and mental health. There's more information in your Mutual of Omaha packet. So please keep that flyer with the phone number on it. This is very good information for you. The next part of the brochure outlines Kaiser's wellness program. Again, you have a packet for Kaiser. There's going to be more information on this, but I just wanted to bring it to your attention. This is an excellent benefit for wellness coaching, no charge, top classes, health assessment, lifestyle programs, losing weight, eating healthy. Again, more information is in your Kaiser packet. This is free. That comes with Kaiser. There's no charge to you. Next, we have your Mutual of Omaha employer-paid life insurance. The employer-paid life insurance is the amount of one times your salary, 100% covered by Child Health. You also have a voluntary buy-up life insurance program. This is a benefit that is guaranteed issue only if you apply at the time you are eligible. This is open enrollment, so if you did not apply before, you can add this benefit. However, you will need to complete evidence of insurability. The benefit amount is in $10,000 increments for the employee, maximum of $500,000. For the spousal benefit, it's in $5,000 increments, and it cannot exceed 100% of the employee amount. For children, it's $2,000 increments up to the maximum amount of $10,000. Again, this is not guarantee issue for those of you that didn't apply when you were first eligible. If you're a new hire and you're just applying now, you have guarantee issue amount of $150,000 for an employee and guarantee issue of $25,000 for your spouse. The evidence of insurability form is in your Mutual of Omaha packet. We have a new benefit for you this year, and it is Vision. This is a voluntary Vision program. And again, this is your open enrollment, and now would be the time to sign up. If you do not elect to have the Vision plan now, you must wait until open enrollment next year. But this is a very nice benefit. Superior Vision is an excellent carrier. And I'm going to walk through the benefits with you and how the plan works. For in-network providers, and they have a very large network, you'll pay a $10 copayment for your exam. You will pay $25 copayment for materials, so basically your glasses or your contacts. For your lenses only, they will pay 100% for single, bifocal, or trifocal. However, if you elect to have add-ons to your glasses, such as scratch-resistant coating or progressive lenses, that is an extra charge, but you will receive a discount as a Superior Vision member. For your frame, you have a $120 frame allowance. If you exceed the $120 in frame allowance with the ones that you choose, you will get an additional 20% discount on the difference in price. The frame allowance is $130. The contact lens allowance is $120. And that is instead of glasses. You will choose glasses or contacts for that maximum benefit. The frequency of the benefit is once every 12 months for your exam, your lenses, and your frame, which is a very nice benefit. If you go out of network, your benefits are greatly reduced. So please do try to use a Superior Vision provider. In the material you receive from Superior Vision, there are instructions on how to go online and find a contracted provider, or to look up to see if your existing provider is contracted. The payroll deductions are listed below, and again, that's once every paycheck. The next form I would like to review with you is your benefits enrollment and change form. This is a form that you fill out every year, and I'm going to give you a moment to find that form in your materials. Again, it's called benefits enrollment and change form. And at the top upper left is Child Health logo. Okay, I'm going to walk through this form with you. In section one, and everybody does need to fill out this form. Section one is employee information. So it's just generally your name, your address, your date of birth, some such as that. In section two, you will need to check the box if you're a new hire, so you're newly eligible, or this is simply your open enrollment, or if you're making a change in coverage, you can check that box. Your benefit election, you're going to mark, if you want no changes for medical and dental, there is a box to check to say no change. Otherwise, if you're making a change, please check the other boxes in Section 2. You'll see also in Section 2, there is a space for the superior vision. You also have your flexible spending account information. And if we turn this form over, you're going to see there's a Mutual of Omaha life insurance. The only thing we need you to do, unless you're adding coverage or decreasing coverage, is we need everybody to fill out your beneficiary. That needs to be updated frequently. Section 3 on the back is your dependent information. So if you're adding, deleting, or changing any dependent information, please fill out the dependent section. Everyone does need to sign and date this form. Your benefits enrollment and change form must be submitted to HR by March 25th. If you need additional time, please see your HR manager. After you have reviewed all the material, and if you have any questions, please submit them in writing to your HR manager.